Ghana's development partners have welcomed government's decision to reduce fuel subsidies and the commitment to increase domestic tax revenue. According to the head of the European Union delegation in Ghana, Claude Martin, the move will halt unnecessary expenditures where money is poured into particular sectors. Mr. Martin was speaking at the launch of the Government Development Partners Group at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The group, made up of 5 persons from the government and development partners, is to operationalize dialogue between the two groups in achieving goals. President John Mahama, who inaugurated the group, urged members to consider seriously government priority investment programs in their deliberations. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Ghana and her development partners signed a compact last year that spelled out government priorities and responses of the development partners. The inauguration of the Government Development Partners Group is to enable high-level deliberations between government and its partners as far as development is concerned. The work of the group will be facilitated by a joint task force that will develop action programs, multi-year work plans and objectives towards achieving the 10-year compact. As a country waiting to transcend into a full middle income status, the dialogue has become necessary for the country to secure a sustained and shared growth. Head of the EU delegation, Claude Martin, assured government of their commitment to assist in achieving development goals. He also lauded Ghana's gains in recent years with strong commitments to tackle poverty and achieve the MDGs. Mr. Martin, however, outlined 3 loopholes that need critical attention to enable the country to succeed over the next 20 years. They are public spending and poor performance of the public sector, growing a robust and competitive economy that creates jobs, and ensuring an all-inclusiveness and tackling inequality.
The public sector wage bill is crowding out other investment. At the same time, the performance of some staff and so the quality of some services is far below what Ghanaians have the right to expect. Public sector reform is hard. It is such a big topic and involves so many people, but it is not impossible. And while the problems might sometimes seem daunting, not addressing them is costly. There are many aspects: improving public financial management, reducing the number of people on the public payroll, ensuring decentralization is more effective, improving performance of the staff, strengthening accountability, to name just a few. But we encourage you, if you would like assistance, to be ambitious and take some major steps towards establishing the efficient public service that Ghana needs. That is a public sector that ensures citizens have access to high quality services and that they can see that the value of each cedi is well spent.
President John Mahama emphasized that a focus of his administration is delivery. He said already steps are being taken to strengthen the private sector to be the main driver of the economy, deregulation of some sectors, and reviewing the public procurement law. He said he has already directed the Minister of Finance to ensure that all contracts go through the tendering process.
There have always been cyclical slippages, and it is our intention that this should be the last time we suffer a slippage like this. And so working together, we must make the economy more robust so that it's able to live above the electoral cycle and not have, you know, the fact that an election is taking place affect the economy in the way that it has. And so one of the things we want to do is to be transparent in putting out the numbers and letting Ghanaians know that this is what the state of your economy is, this is what the budget is. I believe that if Ghanaians know what the numbers are, they'll understand what we're dealing with and they'll be prepared to work with us to make sure that we provide a stronger economy. One of the major things we need to correct is to have a priority investment program and to ensure that what we invest in is absolutely what the priority should be. The situation where MDAs on their own go look for credit for projects that in their belief are what the priority is, you know, cannot continue.
The Government Development Partners Group is chaired by the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekbe. The members include the acting Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Kofi Wampa, Chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, Paul Victor Bain, and Secretary to Cabinet, Roger Anson Winnie. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.